KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have partly cloudy skies, 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of scattered showers later this afternoon, otherwise a high of 68, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Des Moines Water Works Board has decided not to appeal the dismissal of the utility's lawsuit against three northwest Iowa counties. The lawsuit, dismissed March 17th by a federal judge, had accused the counties of allowing agricultural drainage districts to send nitrate pollution into the rivers that the utility uses for its drinking water. Water Works CEO Bill Stowe said in a news release after the board's decision Tuesday that central Iowa will continue to be burdened with expensive, serious, and escalating water pollution problems. Des Moines Register reports the board had originally agreed to spend $1.35 million to pursue the lawsuit. Stowe said the board views these resources will be better spent finding other avenues to pursue environmental protection rather than legal action, like trying to affect public policy through lobbying. Well, the Trevor Frederickson Foundation recently donated $1,500 to the Atlantic Youth Sports Association. The funds will be used to help with new scoreboards at the Little League Complex, located just across the street from the KJAN studios. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty and Trevor's mom said baseball was a huge part of Trevor's life, and they're very happy to help with this project. The board has a cleanup day scheduled for this Saturday, April 15th at 9 a.m., and the more volunteers that show up, the quicker it can be accomplished. Volunteers are encouraged to bring rakes, clippers, gloves, anything else you can think of to use in the cleanup process, like you would your own yard. And this year's season runs from May 11th through June 23rd, and the complex is used for traveling teams, the high school softball tournament, and YMCA T-ball program. All the funds raised at the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament, which this year is Saturday, August the 12th, are given back to the community in Trevor's name to the things that he loved. Well, the number of Iowa students who are graduating high school in 4 years continues to increase, and that's according to the Iowa Department of Education spokesperson, Stacy Hupp.
The four-year high school graduation rate is up about 0.3 of a percentage point, from 90.8% to 91.3%, and we consider that statistically significant.
The state also saw a slight increase in the dropout rate for last year. Hupp said there can be an increase in both areas in the same year. The graduation rate tracks a single class from their freshman year through the senior year, while the dropout rate includes students in all four classes who drop out in a single year.
That's something that we're keeping an eye on, but we also know that over time, Iowa's dropout rate has declined.
The dropout went from 2.5% up to 2.8% in this last school year. The rate had been falling since the 2010-2011 school year when it was 3.4%.
We haven't had an opportunity to really look at what's driving that one-year increase in the state's annual dropout rate. And again, the long-term trend shows that Iowa's dropout rate is decreasing. So we're keeping an eye on this, but we're also putting it into perspective, and the long-term trends show that Iowa's dropout rate is down.
The increase in the graduation rate likely keeps Iowa on top of the country.
Iowa's had the highest graduation rate in the country for the last few years, and in fact, in 2015, Iowa became the first state with a high school graduation rate above 90%. We have not seen U.S. data for the class of 2016 yet, but we're really proud to be a leader in graduation rates.
Hope says the system they have now to track students once they begin their freshman year has helped to keep kids on the graduation track and in school.
School districts can really hone in and account for all students as they move through high school. And so they're really looking and digging in at the data, trying to identify where students have fallen behind, where they can offer support, and they're also really working hard to engage students who are no longer coming to school.
Hupp says keeping kids in school and getting them to graduate is just one part of the job of education. The other, she says, is to ensure that they're learning what they need to learn to prosper beyond high school.
It's so important not only that Iowa students graduate from high school, but that they also graduate with the skills that they will need to succeed after high school and post-secondary education and training. This is especially in light of the fact that Iowa has a goal of 70% of Iowans in the workforce having education or training beyond high school by 2025.
Iowa's four-year graduation rate went up among African-American students, Hispanic students, and white students, but went down among Asian students, Native American students, students in special education, students from low-income backgrounds, and students whose native language is not English. For more detailed information on the graduation and dropout rates, go to the Iowa Department of Education website, www.educateiowa.gov. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.